FM. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Thank you. You may be seated. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? I want to use for our topic this morning the cost of discipleship. The cost of discipleship. Today, the cost of everything seems to be high. Our food, our electricity, our clothes, our cars, and our insurance. And don't forget our taxes. This let us know how the cost of keeping and maintaining things keep getting higher and higher and higher. In our topic this morning, the cost of discipleship, I thought about how Jesus went about the task of calling disciples. There are other information that are associated in this particular chapter, but we focus basically on the cost. The cost of discipleship. And what characteristic we think about as he was calling his disciples, we contemplated how Jesus called these men into a ministry of service unto him, relegating it and expanding it into the world. I thought about how he called them, the characteristics that they possessed. And I thought about how Jesus looked for men who had a relationship with him and the type of men that would be faithful, committed, and dedicated to the cause or to the calling. Jesus speaks of a cost in a different manner according to Scripture. We spoke of a physical cost in an earthly realm, but Jesus was speaking of a cost in a spiritual realm. For there is a cost in following Jesus. And Jesus explained what that cost would look like if anyone had a desire to follow him. So let's examine this word, cost. The word cost is defined as an amount that has to be paid or spent to buy or obtain something. And Jesus revealed and demonstrated what that cost would look like to his disciples. Jesus, who is all-knowing, revealed something parenthetically to each and every one of us, what the cost would look like as we would migrate and as we would get closer to him. There has to be a close relationship with the Lord in order to be a disciple. Now, a disciple, let's explain the disciple. A disciple, on the other hand, is a follower or a student of a teacher. And if you want to be a pastor, teacher, preacher, you must first understand the Scripture so that you can share that word to those who may or may not know. For it is applicable or it applies to each and every one of us as we hear what God has to say. And it is critical today that we understand and hear a word that God is revealing and unveiling under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age. So, A disciple is a follower or a student of a teacher. And on the other hand, a ship is a vessel or large boat that carries a load. So if we put them both together, a discipleship is a follower or a student who carries God's word.
Yeah.
That sounds like a preacher to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is one who carries God's word. Not everybody is qualified, but everybody can teach if they have the application to share God's word. God has required for us to study his word to show yourself approved. But sometimes, if we don't study God's word, we won't even know God's word. And anything that we say can be misappropriated or misapplied, and we get confused, and we say, the Bible didn't say that. But what is the application to the text? It is not easy carrying God's word. Don't fool yourself. It is not easy carrying God's word, for the responsibility of carrying his word is great. There's an awesome responsibility for any pastor, preacher, teacher to stand before you and share God's word, because the accountability, the responsibility to us is great. Not everybody can do it. So it's not easy carrying God's word. And handling God's word is not to be taken lightly, and I don't take it lightly, I take it seriously. In fact, it may be dead serious. I take God's word lightly because God has a responsibility to me, on me, to share with you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. My brothers and sisters, this is why Jesus called or selected certain individuals to proclaim his word. Not everybody can do this. So let's see. The historical background revealed to us here in Matthew, that 8th chapter, how Jesus had finished his sermon on the mount. The mount could be associated with other things. It's a sermon on the mount, the Beatitudes. But we see this was his sermon on the mount, and a great multitude, we are told, followed him down the mountain on the way to Capernaum. We're also told, Brother Gaines, how during the Lord's ministry, Capernaum was a well-known city on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. As Jesus, we are told, traveled to the city, he miraculously healed lepers at a time when that wasn't the way religious folks or teachers or ministers would even touch or handle. In fact, a leper was considered an outcast. But here was Jesus, as he miraculously traveled to the city, he miraculously healed a leper. Then while in Capernaum, a Roman centurion found the Lord, and he pleaded for Jesus to heal his paralyzed or his disabled servant. We are told that the Lord offered to go with the soldier to his home for the healing. And we see also in Matthew 8 and 8, it states how the centurion said, Lord, that's acknowledging first who he is. I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. When Jesus heard that in verse 10, he marveled. And he said to those who followed, surely I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Was that